Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You're now listening to The Check-In with Black Menswear, and I'm your host, Neandre Broussard, CEO and founder of Black Menswear. It's unfortunate that black men have had to fight negative perceptions that not only make our personal journeys more difficult, but directly impact the wider African-American community. On The Check-In, we provide proof against these stereotypes by discussing engaging topics that uplift our community through interviews of inspiring individuals with stories of rags to riches, defeat to victory, and just downright interesting stuff you'll want to hear. Although Black Menswear was birthed out of a love for men's fashion and style, that love has blossomed into one of the internet's foremost communities for men to gain encouragement, inspiration, and of course, style and swag tips. We've literally gone viral over and over again for our flash mobs. Now, you ain't gotta be black to listen to this podcast, but you do have to keep an open mind and have a desire to be a part of something to change the narrative. Thanks for tapping in. This is The Check-In with Black Menswear.
What's up, everybody? Neandre Broussard here with Black Menswear, and you are tuned in for another episode of The Check-In with Black Menswear and the Revolt Podcast Network. We're filming today live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm in the presence of a multidisciplinary artist who's here with us today. My guy, K-Camp, man. Appreciate you taking your time and tapping with us, bro.
Love. Appreciate y'all having me, man.
Man, so now, you know, for those that don't know you, I don't know where they've been, but for those that don't know you, yeah. Right? Give your introduction of who K-Camp is to the world.
K-Camp is the GOAT, man. Float, you know what I'm saying, from the north side, born in Milwaukee, raised in Atlanta. Entrepreneur, family man, creator, innovator, influencer. And I ain't talking about social media influencer. I'm talking about just influence the culture, you know. Black man, solid black man, experienced black man. You know, all of the above. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Carry a great aura by myself. Dress nice, smell nice, nice teeth, nice skin, and I keep going.
Now, why music? You know what I'm saying? Why did that spark your interest?
Music ran in the family. Grandma, auntie, uncles, you know what I'm saying? They was heavily into the music scene. You know, my auntie played in the band. Uncle played the bass, played at all the festivals back at home. Another one of my uncles played for Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, all the NFL, NBA celebrities in Vegas. He was like a big pianist. What his name was Arthur? Just look it up, Arthur Harvey on Google, you'll see him. Bald head, black dude, just playing the hell out of the piano, singing and shit. It was just in the family, and I think it was in the bloodline, and it just fell in my lap. You know what I'm saying? The more I understood it, I was playing ball at first, you know what I'm saying? Basketball was my first love, so. And, you know, 12th grade, you know, everybody got their little story when they shit go left. I needed a plan B. Plan B was the music, you know what I'm saying? It came to me naturally, and I just stuck it out, you know what I'm saying? I just recorded myself, liking the way I sounded, liking what I was talking about at a young age, and just kept going.
You think being in Atlanta contributed to some of that?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Atlanta is the mecca of this shit still, you know what I'm saying? Like, from the Outkast to the Gucci to the Tilt to the Jeezy to the underground artists by name right now, you probably have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, all that shit played a big role in you know what I'm saying, my flavor.
Yeah, man. I like your music, even going back to, you know what I'm saying, 09, 2010. Those was my college days.
Yeah, so for sure. Lit, for sure.
even now to recent music that's brought out, like the melodic mind. And I wanted out there, as you were talking about the history of your family and music, is that plays to play into some of that?
Yeah, everybody was singers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't even call myself a singer. I just know how to hold a tone. A nice tone, you know, I know what worked for me, because you know what I'm saying? If I could sing like a motherfucker, trust me, I'd be little bitches blowing, I swear to God, but, you know what I'm saying, I know what I'm great at, and I know how to manage what I'm great at, and it's the best of both worlds, you know, so when it comes to the rapping, when it comes to melodic, when it comes to just melodies or writing songs, I just know how to do that shit real well.
But that's a very mature answer, too, because a lot of people get out their lane.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't stay in their lane, and they try to do a lot of different stuff, and it comes back and bite them.
Yeah, for sure. They try to go back to
that.
But as an artist, as a creator, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't put yourself in a box either. You got to at least try some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Try it once. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna like what you do.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna be a fan. So even if you try some different shit, niggas ain't fucking with it. Of course, you gotta go back to what the fuck everybody like.
Right.
But at the same time, you don't wanna get put in no box. So. Me, you know what I'm saying, before I even, you know what I'm saying, got on the scene, like, I was writing to pop records, Caribbean beats, all type of shit, just so I wouldn't be stuck in just trap shit, rap shit, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to be just a one-dimensional artist, I wanted to know how to just, if somebody threw me that type of record, I know how to get on that, I know how to get on that, and that's why I'm up the range, you know, I can take it anywhere I want, you know what I'm saying, I can go do some off the wall shit, but I don't know if they gonna fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? So I choose not to do it, but you know what I'm saying? It's possible. You know what I'm saying? As an artist, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to make art. You're supposed to just do all type of free range shit.
Right.
Ain't no limits to what you can do, but you still gotta cater to what the people want. You know what I'm saying? And what you want at the end of the day too. So you know,
it's a balance to it.
Yeah,
because a lot of times, you know, people are like, nah, I'm sticking to this. This is what I'm going to do. But if don't nobody want
exactly
that, how do you...
You got to transition.
Yeah.
You got to figure it out. But that play a role of just being in tune with the culture and knowing what the fuck going on with who you rapping or singing to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of folks be out of tune. That's when you hear a record and you be like, what the hell this nigga talking about?
Yeah. Because
they don't know what the fuck going on.
Right.
They in the studio where they just out the mix and they just want to go record and drop some shit and you're not talking about nothing that's relevant to what's going on. So...
Mm-hmm.
Being in tune play a big role in this shit.
Yeah. You in tune, bro.
And it's
funny to think about it, is like, bro, you, I don't know if you know this, but we was looking at this and we like, this is crazy. One of your tracks, right, on TikTok has 14 million videos.
Yeah, for sure.
Like other people.
Lottery, probably, yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, bro, That's
nuts.
Wild.
Huh? That's nuts.
That's wild.
My opinion, that record should be diamond right now. I shouldn't be having to rap for another 3-4 years out there.
So well, let me ask you, like, how does something like that work? Does that go to our streams, or how does from a artist benefit perspective? Yeah, it's popularity, but how does that work for you?
You know, in the beginning when Lottery broke, TikTok was a new platform.
Okay. Yeah.
So a lot of shit wasn't really translating to DSPs. And it was the first 15 seconds. That's why a lot of folks thought the song was called Renegade when it was called Lottery.
When it hit the,
because it was Reezy Tag that was going in the beginning of the song. And like, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure now the connection between the DSPs and TikTok is a lot different, because a lot of, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot more deals going through the platforms with the labels and shit, and they probably got a more better understanding. But when my shit broke on there, it was just like free range. So a lot of folks didn't put two and two together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you searching Renegade on Apple Music, ain't finding it, you going back to TikTok just trying to, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't the right connection.
Yeah.
So it didn't really get the full shit. You know what I'm saying? It was popularity, which is cool, but I take money over popularity.
Any day.
You feel me? So, you know, that was just a learning curve, you know what I'm saying? But it happened. It helped boost me back into the youth. You know what I'm saying? So it played its role.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when Lottery came out, niggas ain't know I had Kiss 5 in the cut. So Lottery went crazy. And I dropped an amazing album on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're like, stop playing with me. Like, I ain't no just, this ain't no TikTok shit.
Right, right.
I do this shit for
real.
You know what I'm saying? So it worked out. You know what I'm saying? I got my complaints about it, but I got my, you know what I'm saying, shit I love about it. So it is what it is.
What would you say is probably the hardest thing when it comes to music and it comes to being relevant and staying in the culture? What would you say is probably the hardest thing that a lot of people that you see, you know, again, you're in a city like Atlanta where music, there's a lot of brothers that are, that are attempting to go that route, but a lot of them get stuck. What would you say is one of the hardest things to deal with, to overcome in that space?
Momentum. Momentum and saving that bread. It's easy to spend that bread.
It's
hard to keep it, especially if you don't know how to manage your money. If you don't got no understanding in the background of how to, you know, properly put it in certain spots, it's gonna make you money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Us as, you know what I'm saying, you know, we black. We like to ball.
Yeah.
We like to have fun. We like to go to the strip club. I don't know what you like to do. I like to go to the strip club. I like to vibe out. You feel me?
Right,
and it's
right,
easy
right.
to trick off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not even trick off like in a way where like buying a bitch a bet, like, excuse my French, you know what I'm saying? Trick the money out, like just spend it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody teaching you how to save and how to, you know, but going back to momentum, I think that's one of the hardest things. It's underrated when they talk about momentum, because you can't do shit without momentum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can build so much momentum up, and some, you know what I'm saying, left field, fuck it up. Now you back at square one.
Right.
And nobody checking for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to do that shit over again. Right. That can take a year. It can take 6 months. It can take 2 years. It can take 3 years. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like momentum is one of them things that is like, it's one of them sleepers that people don't really understand, like, the value of it. Because you got to think.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
By like, example, momentum, Wayne. When Wayne came out, he was giving you dedication. He was on everybody's shit. He dropped his album, he go diamond.
Right.
If he didn't do all that extra
to get there, yeah,
it wouldn't be the same story. Yeah. That was off momentum.
Yeah.
How Lil Baby, Future, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Momentum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When Esco got locked up, he dropped the project 56 nights, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is momentum.
Yeah.
It's building on a moment to make another moment.
Mm.
And it's hard to do that. When you ain't got that, what you standing on.
Yeah.
And folks don't give a fuck. So momentum, I say that.
That's a good point, man. And that's like you say, that relevance and that longevity. If you can keep making moments, keep building momentum, that allows you to have that longevity in the industry, any field, right?
Any field. You gotta capitalize off a moment.
Yes. Now let me ask you, got new music out,
mm-hmm.
right? What about this project is special for you?
The album ain't out yet. I dropped Spin the Block earlier this year.
Yeah.
It was my first actual independent release.
Okay.
Like a real independent release.
Yeah.
And I caught a single off there, of course. You know, I catch a single off every fucking album. But I caught a single out there, and I tore it off that single independently. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which I put out 6 songs this year, and it carried me the whole year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was just a proud moment. Just understanding, because you know what I'm saying, in the background, we've been learning this shit for years as far as like how the industry work, how the majors, you know what I'm saying, who they outsource to, how this shit really work, getting a full understanding of how can we move independently. Even though when I was signed to a label, I was still moving independently. I've been putting my money up since I got in the game. So I wasn't unaware of the situation, but I wasn't aware of how much that shit actually cost.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? I put myself on 2 tours this year. Put out a EP with 6 songs. My single, I co-produced. It's been smooth. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to look at your yearly, you know what I'm saying? You got to just understand what is going to, how much you going to put in, how much you going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? At this level, as far as independent, like, I got to understand, if I put X amount of dollars in, I'm going to get this back. I know I got to do this to make this. You know what I'm saying? So that's the game I'm playing right now. And a record just dropped today, last night at 12, called Young and Free. It's the lead single off my project that I got dropping in December. So it's going to be my second official independent release. And it's striking all the playlists. Y'all can go to Apple Music now. Y'all can see that new nigga Daily, been new song. It's out there.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's out there.
Now, you brought up a point, you know, really around independent. Like, you've been independent for a while when it comes to how you run the business. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of things, and what I've seen, I just go off what I see from people, they think one thing about independent, but then they don't understand the grind that goes into that.
Boy, that shit hell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That shit hell.
Because you gotta handle all the parts of it, right?
Yeah, or
you gotta strategically get teams that handle all the parts.
Yeah, make sure your system in place.
Yeah. How important is that? Your system, the people around you?
It's everything.
Yeah.
Without it, ain't shit gonna shake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do it all by yourself. I don't care what a nigga say. If you really want to make,
yeah.
If you really want to make some shit shake, you gotta put a team together. You gotta build a strong system around you and just know how this shit actually work. You know what I'm saying? Just as far as whatever you doing, you gotta just put them people in place that's gonna work for what you doing.
Yeah.
Because everybody ain't gonna work for what you doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just having them key assets aligned and you know, and a lot of money gets spent, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it's an investment. Yeah. It's a big investment.
Yeah.
It's a risk. It's like you're at the casino. It's like you're in Vegas. You put that money up, pray you don't lose.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And pray you gain. You know what I'm saying? Either you're going to hit or you're going to lose. So, that's what it is. Well, if you hit, you're going to hit big.
Yeah.
And if you lose, you're going to just take the L.
And then the point of that, though, if you hit big, how you hoarding? How you holding on to some of that?
Reinvesting, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right back in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to hit big and then to be like, I'm cool now. I'm putting that shit, I'm doing the same formula.
Yeah.
Putting that bit right back in, might throw a little extra on top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I think about it.
What, man, for you being in the industry over this amount of time, man, what's one of the best pieces of advice you received? And at the same time, what's one of the worst pieces of advice that somebody ever told you? Because you probably ain't received it. You're like, nah, I ain't going to take that in. But.
Best advice. You know, it's crazy. I was on YouTube yesterday, and I was watching Mike Tyson train Buddy, the boxer. Right, it was like a 50-minute documentary. And I'm just watching it, just vibing. And towards the end, that nigga Mike Tyson said some shit that made my arm go up. I'm probably gonna misquote it, but that shit like made me feel away. When shit made me feel away, I take heed of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the boxer. He was like, you know what I'm saying? It's the reason why you're here. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why you with me. It's the reason why you in this position. You know what I'm saying? You favored by God. You know what I'm saying? God got you covered. God is taking a liking to you. Mm-hmm. And he said, just as much as God taking a liking to you, the devil is too.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that hit me like, that's probably one of the truest statements because you can be, oh yeah, everything working out. But at the same time, devil on your head.
Right.
So it's just keeping that, you know what I'm saying? Keeping your mind discipline, keeping your focus locked in, and just so when you say good advice, that kind of like
for sure
realign me a little bit. Like, all right, bet, you know, so I didn't hear a lot of good advice, but I just can't think of it at the top of my head. But
for sure,
that's the most recent thing that I just heard. It just kind of stuck as far as bad advice, but I didn't hear so much of that shit. I didn't hear too much of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just folks just telling me what I should do, you know what I'm saying? Like, what they think I should do. When, you know what I'm saying, if I want to do it this way, let me bump my head and figure out and learn it and do it a different way. Like, man, the bad advice is endless. It's endless, dog. It's endless. You feel me? It ain't always bad advice. It's just what they'll do. Like, that's what you do. Don't tell me what I should do.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I think anybody who try to tell somebody what to do when they ain't done it yet, it's bad advice.
Right. That's
like,
true.
If you ain't experienced it, if you ain't been in it, don't tell me how to do something.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, show me your wounds and your scars and this shit. Then I might be like, all right, cool. But if you ain't got no experience, don't tell me how to do what I do.
You know, people quick to give you advice that they have no relationship with.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
So, hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
For you, man, having a career that's taken you to many different places, mm-hmm. right? What's probably one of your most enjoyable concert moments, cities, place that you've been to where you were just like, yo, this, okay, it was a vibe over there.
I got a lot, bro. As far as like concert wise, like anywhere my fans give me 1,000% energy and just singing my words back to back, and I really ain't gotta do too much, and I'm just, you know what I'm saying, one with the crowd and just everybody just on one accord. I feel like that's the moments that I live for. So it's like I can't just pick one place. Cause I did 2 tours here back to back, bro. That's why my voice sound like this. I had to go to the ENT and try to get my shit together, cause my shit fucked up. But it was a lot of cities out there that I just felt like this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought I was gonna say it was my favorite place to travel.
Now they separate, so you travel separate from
Of course you traveling when you touring, but like touring is work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you moving around, but you ain't working.
Yeah.
You feel me? But as far as like traveling, you know, everybody love Turks. I love Turks. I had a ball in Turks. I threw a whole house party in Turks on the island. I had to get the fuck up out of there. I had it too lit. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Dubai. Of course, like Jamaica and all that shit. There's a lot of places I still want to go that I ain't been.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to London next week to shoot my content for this album that I'm rolling out.
We had a good time in London.
That is?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I've been there before, but I ain't never like just shot like and been creative in London for real. But yeah, like just look, you know, it's a lot of places I still want to go. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to get to. But, you know, just to answer your question, like as far as like the fans and shit, that's like, that's what it is.
Now, for you, with this album coming up, you said December.
Yeah.
Right, December. What can fans expect on that?
Real shit, vibe shit, melodic shit, bounce. Good features. Just float, you know what I'm saying? Just me. I cater more to, like, I want to say the streets and just the culture with this one.
Because
a lot of my, you know, I got a big female fan base and they be wanting me to sing all the goddamn time. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool and all. I love making music, but I've been wanting to pop my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When I can, let me, yeah.
I got to pop my shit sometimes. So, Flow to London, just popping my shit and just tapping in with my producer, Trapping in London. He a part of this project. I wanted to get him the look that he deserved. You know what I'm saying? He produced the whole project. So it's gonna be a good one though. My guys rock with it. My team fucking with it. My brother Bo said probably one of my best ones. I ain't think so, but he thinks so. Shit. Yeah, what it is.
Yeah. No, I love it, brother. I love it, man. So now, man, what's one thing that a lot of people don't know about you?
What they don't know about me? I talk a lot of shit. I hoop. I'm a vibe. They probably know that. I like to have fun, man. I like to get active. You know what I'm saying? I got my days when I don't want to be like, right now, I'm in October, November. Well, I had a busy at October, but November is my money. I don't want to be fucked with. I want to be in the house every day.
Gotcha.
I've been going to sleep early. I've been, you know what I'm saying, trying to get right for 24.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to reset. Yeah. I know next year going to be a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot. So I like to hibernate. You feel me? But I'm a family man. I ain't got no kids. Shit, I don't know. Shit, my fans know a lot about me, but I don't know what the fuck they don't know.
So you said you referenced the float movement.
Yeah.
To God. Like, how have your fans got so devoted to you to be floaters?
Is it what it is? But, like, I feel like I'm a lifestyle artist. I talk about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I give true emotion. And, like, every year I feel like I just got to evolve to something else. And one thing I'm big on, I just don't want to look like last year. I don't want to feel like last year. I don't want to look like last year. I don't care how good the year was. I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to look like that. I want to transform in some type of way. If it's a name change, if it's more tattoos, if it's change my hair, cut my hair, change my wardrobe, something. Okay. Gotta change. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, ever since I've been in the game, like, I done had plenty of names. I done had K-Way. I done had Camp. I done had Way. I done had King Sloan. I've been changing it ever since I got in. And, you know what I'm saying, at this point in my, I've been float for like 2 years, but like, that just, at that moment when I was just in the studio, that's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I was probably high. I was floating for real. I was floating for real, but in a different aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like when it comes to the music, I float on every instrumental. When it comes to the bullshit and like people throw at me, I float over, I elevate over all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was more than just, you know what I'm saying, getting high. It was just like, I just feel like I'm just floating over everything. My aura is there. I'm my true self. I'm just floating, you know? Yeah. I elevate, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I was. And, you know, ever since I came in the game, my first project was become a fan. Fan for life too. You know what I'm saying? So Floaters is just a branch off to connecting all that shit together. I got a cult following, so I got to give them something to connect to me. You know, I'm floating. Y'all right Floaters, on. You know what I'm saying? Right, like if I was on stage rapping, everybody in the background, they're the Floaters. You know what I'm saying? Like on some goddamn Earth, Wind, and Fire type shit.
For sure. Man, well, shoot, let me ask you, I got one last question for you, man. And again, we talk about this album. Outside of the album, man, what's on your horizon, you know, for the next 12 months?
Outside the album, next 12, my own Rare Sound Festival in Atlanta.
Mm.
Of course, going on tour again. I got a contract coming in as far as like a big company. I did so well touring this year. They want to be involved and put money up for my next tour. So closing that deal.
Yeah.
Closing a big partnership with a major as far as Kiss 6 involved. Bringing in more income to change my life and the people around me. Inspiring, you know what I'm saying? Just doing what I'm doing on a higher level. Just keep taking it up every year. I just want to take it up higher. You know what I'm saying? I want to do shit that people think I couldn't do. I just want to prove, you know what I'm saying, everybody wrong. So I feel like I got the short end of the stick in this shit, and I gotta play catch up. Mm. Not even catch up, cause I'm doing a hell of a job for what I do. You know what I'm saying? I had to start being grateful for what I got. But it's a lot more I need to do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So every year I'm just trying to elevate this shit a lot higher and a lot higher, a lot higher. So I get cool and I'm like, all right, I didn't fuck the game, but let me go chill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
For sure. I love to hear it, man. I love to hear the desire to continue to elevate, the desire to community, bring those around you along. Because as we put ourselves in positions, those that are around us get elevates those to positions as well. And then we all able to get out here and get to things a lot better, man.
Thanks.
So, bro, we appreciate your time joining us here on the check-in with Black Men's Wear, brother. Man, if they don't know how to follow you, man, where can they find you?
Follow me on Instagram, K-Camp. Everything K-Camp. Want to book me? What's the number, Bo? We'll figure that out.
Yeah. We'll get that to you.
I don't even like doing, like, the club. Yeah, I don't even like doing clubs no more. I like touring, so.
For sure.
You really can't book me unless I just want to get a little check real quick, but.
For sure. Well, y'all, this has been another episode of the Check-In with Black Menswear live here in Atlanta. We appreciate our man, K-Camp, coming in and joining us here on the Check-In with Black Menswear on the Revolt Podcast Network.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Thank you for listening to the Check-In with Black Menswear. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and tell a friend about it. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Black Menswear. Check out and subscribe to the Black Menswear YouTube channel. And visit us online at www.weareblackmenswear.com to join the mailing list for ongoing updates for the Black Menswear Flash Mob Tour. Peace and blessings.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.